2010年度第1回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では、第1部のテストから始めます。これは、対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題は、ナンバー1からナンバー15まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では、始めます。
It looks like the restaurant has changed its menu.
You're right. Some of the dishes are different.
Oh no! The grilled chicken isn't here anymore. You know, the one that I always have with a delicious sauce.
Oh, that's too bad. I know how much you liked it.
Question. What is the woman's problem?Number 2.
Excuse me, I'd like 2 tickets for the Reggae Kings concert on Tuesday.
I'm sorry, but the tickets have just sold out. The group is also performing on Thursday, though, and there are still a few seats left.
Really? Well, I'll have to call my friend and ask if she's free on Thursday. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay. Question.What will the man do next? Number 3. Excuse me, the restroom in this gas station seems to be locked.
Sorry, but our restroom is being repaired. Please use the one in the convenience store next door.
I see. May I leave my car here for a few minutes?
No problem, ma'am.Just leave it parked where it is.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 4. Hello?
Mrs. Abbott, this is Dan Deacon, your son's homeroom teacher.
Oh, Mr. Deacon.I completely forgot to call you this morning. Alan is in bed with a fever.
That's exactly what I'm calling about. I was wondering why he isn't in school today.
I'm sorry about that. Hopefully, he'll be well enough to go to school tomorrow. Question. Why is Dan Deacon calling Mrs. Abbott? Number 5. Jeremy, I'm thinking about moving. How do you like where you live?
It's convenient for getting to college, but there aren't any supermarkets or grocery stores nearby. I have to drive a few kilometers to buy food.
Isn't the rent a little expensive in your area?
Not really. It's about the same as most places in the city.
Question. What is one problem with the man's neighborhood?Number 6. Grandpa, we've been talking about family histories in class this week.
That's great, Brittany. Would you like to look at my old photo albums? I can tell you about the pictures.
Actually, I was wondering if I could borrow one of your pictures to take to school. My teacher told us to bring one to class.
Sure. I'll go and get my albums.
Question.What does Brittany ask her grandfather to do? Number 7. Arthur, would you mind being in charge of the welcome party for the new sales manager?
Not at all, Ms. Carson. I'll ask around the office and see what people want to do.
Great. Let me know what you decide. It'll be nice if everyone gets the chance to talk to him there.
I'll keep that in mind.
Question. What is Ms. Carson asking Arthur to do? Number 8. Kennedy Animal Rescue Center, how may I help you?
Hi, my cat had kittens, and I need help finding homes for them.
All right. We have a website where people can post photos of animals they want other people to take as pets. A lot of people looking for pets check the website.
Okay, I'll take a look at the site and put up some pictures.
Question. What does the man want to do? Number 9. Keith, since it's your first day working here, I want you to hand out the mail to everyone on this floor.
Okay, Mrs. Gibson. That'll be a good way to meet the people I'll be working with.
Yes. You can use the office map that's on your desk. It has everyone's name on it.
Great. I'll get started right away.
Question. What is one thing we learn about Keith? Number 10.
Kathy, you went to Barcelona last summer, right? What did you like best about the city?
I really loved the aquarium. It had a glass tunnel going through a big fish tank. When I walked through it, I could see hundreds of fish swimming all around me.
Wow, that sounds just like scuba diving. Did you take pictures?
Yeah, I took lots and lots. Question. What did Kathy enjoy the most in Barcelona? Number 11. Dale, I got Mom this present for Mother's Day. I don't want her to see it.
Why don't you put it in your closet or in your dresser, Emma?
She might look in those places. You know that she sometimes puts away my clothes.
How about putting it under your bed? She'd never look there.
Question. What does Emma want to do? Number 12.
Excuse me. I'm looking for some perfume for my girlfriend's birthday.
Okay, sir. Do you know which kind she usually uses? That might help me suggest something she'll like.
Actually, I have no idea. I haven't known her very long.
Well, in that case, I suggest this one. It's very popular and it's reasonably priced. Question. What does the man ask the sales clerk to do? Number 13.
Kim, I heard that Anna is becoming a full-time employee here in January.
Really, Bob? Is she quitting her other part-time job?
Yeah. She said she likes the people here more than at her other job. So she asked the boss if she could work full-time here.
That's good. I like her a lot. Question. What will happen to Anna next January? Number 14. Excuse me, waiter. I knocked over my glass of juice. Do you have a cloth?
Yes, of course. Here, let me wipe your table.
Thank you. I tried to clean it with my napkin, but there was too much juice.
No problem. I'll bring you a fresh glass.
Question. What did the woman do? Number 15.
Bridget, what's that you're studying?
It's an old language from India called Sanskrit. I'm taking a course in it at college.
It looks difficult. Why did you decide to study Sanskrit?
There are a lot of interesting texts written in it. I want to be able to read them in the original language. Question. What does Bridget want to do in the future?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Attention students! Sometime today, you will hear the fire alarm. At that time, everyone must go outside into the schoolyard. If you are playing sports outside, do not come back into the school building. Please take this fire drill seriously. It is important that everyone knows what to do in the event of a real fire. So follow your teacher's instructions carefully.Question. What will happen today at the school? 17.
Peter wants a personal music player, but he doesn't have enough money to buy one. He gets an allowance of $50 a month from his parents, but he always spends the money quickly.His mother suggested that he put some of his allowance in a bank account each month. Peter will do this, and he hopes to save enough money for a music player before the summer vacation starts.
Question. What did Peter's mother suggest Peter do? 18.William has decided to major in fashion design at a college in Chicago. In his first year, he will study not only clothing design, but also marketing and business management. In his second year, he will have a chance to work at a company for a month. This will help him to gain experience that will be useful in his career. Question.What will William be able to do in his second year at college? 19.
The country of Peru in South America has some ancient towers called the 13 Towers of Chanquillo. They were built about 2,300 years ago.Scientists believe that people once used the towers to mark the position of the sun. The towers show where the sun rises or sets at different times of the year, so scientists think they were used as a kind of calendar.
Question. How do scientists think people used the 13 Towers of Chanquillo?20. Trevor started working for Brightside Corporation in California last year. The company makes parts for computers and exports them around the world. It has several offices in Europe and Asia, and Trevor hopes he will have a chance to work in one of them in a few years. Trevor has told his boss that he would like to be transferred abroad someday.Question. What does Trevor hope to do in the future? 21.
Michael started studying chemistry at a college in New York 6 weeks ago. So far, he hasn't returned to his hometown in Florida to visit his parents. He's been studying hard and getting used to his new life.Next week, he has some exams, and he needs to prepare for them this week. After his exams, he plans to go home to enjoy his mother's cooking.
Question. What will Michael do this week? 22. Thank you for shopping at Fairways Department Store. We are having our winter sale now, and there are many discounts throughout the store. This month, customers who use a Fairways credit card will save an additional 10% on every item they buy. If you apply for a Fairways credit card today, you can still benefit from this offer. Please ask a staff member for details. Question. What does the speaker say about customers with Fairways credit cards? Number 23.
A new study shows that Americans who live in major cities are living longer than they did 40 years ago. In fact, they are living 3 years longer on average. According to the study, one reason for this is the reduced levels of pollution in these cities. Because the air is cleaner, people are less likely to get certain illnesses, so they live longer.
Question. What is one reason people in major American cities now live longer? Number 24. Simon is the manager of Waverly Sports Club. Recently, the club has had trouble finding new members, so Simon has decided to hold a special event next Saturday. People who are not members will be able to use the club's facilities for free and take group swimming lessons. Simon will stand at the front desk and hand out membership forms. Question. What will Simon try to do next Saturday? Number 25.
Rick Hansen loved sports when he was growing up in Canada. But at the age of 15, he was injured in a traffic accident and had to start using a wheelchair. After that, he played sports like wheelchair basketball. In 1985, Hansen started a journey called the Man in Motion World Tour to raise money for charity. He traveled through 34 countries in his wheelchair, completing a distance of 40,000 kilometers.
Question. What did Rick Hansen do in 1985? Number 26. Stanley is a member of his college rugby team. He enjoys playing rugby, and he never misses a practice session. Last week, Stanley was asked to be the team captain. He is very proud to have this new responsibility. Next year, Stanley will start looking for a job, and he will be sure to write in his resume that he was chosen team captain. Question. What happened to Stanley last week? Number 27.
Last year, Makoto went to New Zealand on a working holiday. He tried a few different jobs, including working as a waiter in a Japanese restaurant. But the job he enjoyed most was helping with the apple harvest on a farm. Picking the fruit was hard work, but he made lots of friends and earned enough money to travel around the country for a month.
Question. Which job did Makoto enjoy most while he was in New Zealand? Number 28. Attention, please. We'll be landing at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport in 20 minutes. For those of you connecting to Flight 229 to Miami, I need to tell you that your flight has been canceled because of engine problems. Passengers booked on this flight should speak to a Step Airways staff member at our passenger service desk in Terminal 2. We'll try to put you on a different flight today. Question. What should people taking Flight 229 do? Number 29.
The Dead Sea is located between Israel and Jordan. In fact, the Dead Sea is not actually a sea. It is a lake. No animals, fish, or plants live there because the water is 34% salt. This is a much higher level of salt than is found in the oceans. Fish that swim into the Dead Sea from nearby rivers quickly die, which is how it got its name.
Question. Why can't fish live in the Dead Sea? Number 30. Takeshi and one of his co-workers went on a business trip to Osaka last Wednesday. They stayed at a hotel in the city center. In the evening, Takeshi left his room to buy a drink from a vending machine. Unfortunately, Takeshi forgot to take his room key with him. When he closed the door, it locked automatically. Takeshi had to go to the reception desk to get a spare key. Question. Why did Takeshi have to go to the reception desk?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて、答えの記入をやめてください。